Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Thomas, your host. The way this podcast works is very simple. You just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We'll take a moment to relax, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. The more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to listen every night, wherever you get your podcasts, so you never miss a good night's rest. Don't forget, you can now subscribe to Get Sleepy Premium. You'll have full access to our entire back catalogue of stories and meditations, plus an exclusive bonus episode each and every Thursday. And it's all completely ad-free. We'd be so grateful to have your support. And thank you so much to everyone who's subscribed already. It goes a long way to helping us keep this podcast on the air. If you're interested, you can sign up on our website at getsleepy.com/support. Or just follow the link in the show notes to learn more about Get Sleepy Premium. Now I'll be reading tonight's story, where a seasonal tradition with a dear friend gives you time to relax in nature and build long-lasting memories. It's set in Canada's beautiful Algonquin Provincial Park, and I really think you're going to love this one. In a time where many of us still can't see our friends as freely or normally as we used to, this story should help to rekindle that warm, happy feeling of good friendship. Being in the presence of a friend, or even just hearing their voice over the phone, can work wonders for our mood and well-being. And I want you to know that I consider you a friend of mine, a kind and supportive one at that. By listening to this podcast, you're gifting me with your appreciation, which is what good friends do. So, as you listen tonight, just know that you have a friend in me. Now, let's prepare to drift off in a nice, cozy state of mind. Take a deep breath in. Hold for a moment and release. Let's do one more of those. Breathing in and back out. And then let your breath fall into a natural, slower pace that feels right for you. Notice the areas of your body that move with the breath. And notice those that remain still. Just look out for any tension or discomfort that you're holding in your body. And wherever that discomfort might be, just tense the muscles in that area as you draw in your next breath. Hold the tension for a few seconds, and then breathe out and release. You may need to do this 2 or 3 times, perhaps more. but for each area of the body that you focus on. Notice how the sensation changes as you release that tension. Your muscles soften and ease their grip. Your body has done plenty to support you today. So it's time for it to rest up. Whether you're asleep or awake at any given time, your body will appreciate the chance to lay back and relax. So there's nothing to worry about whatsoever. All you need to do right now is to get comfortable, close your eyes, and listen along to this endearing story of good friendship. It starts on a peaceful spring morning. You awake to the gentle hum of your bedroom fan. When you wake up in the morning, you look outside your window to see the world in bloom. A tingle of excitement sweeps through you as you remind yourself of what today will bring. For the first time in months, your best friend will be visiting. Swaddled in blankets, you gaze out from your wooden cabin, seeing the maple trees, spring flowers, and ferns all around you. Your quiet home is situated in a grassy clearing. Tulips, daffodils, and sunflowers all turn their heads up to look at the sun. It's time for you too to come out of your hibernation and immerse yourself in your beautiful surroundings. Your friend has been a part of your life for as long as you can remember. In your youth, the two of you spent the majority of your free time together, exploring, playing, and enjoying the truest bond that friendship can bring. Your friend moved away for work as adulthood brought new responsibilities and opportunities. However, you both committed to a promise. You would keep a tradition alive and visit your favorite place once each season of every year. And that place is the beautiful lake of Algonquin Park. Today is one of those occasions. Right on cue, you see a familiar figure coming into view on your driveway. Your friend walks up the long gravel path, grinning in anticipation for your spring tradition. You get dressed, put on a light jacket, and walk outside to meet her. She greets you with a strong hug and hands you a warm travel mug filled with tea. You thank her and take a sip. The distinct flavor is soothing, and the rich scent eases you to wakefulness as you begin to walk down the driveway. Maple trees stand tall all around. They are covered in new green leaves. Until recently, they were still buried in snow. But the change in weather has brought ripe samaras that look like jade butterflies nestled in their branches. At the end of the driveway, you turn left and walk down a familiar trail. Wild mushrooms line the path, their flat brown and white caps shining in the sun. You take a moment to enjoy the warmth on your face after the long, cold winter. A light breeze brushes your cheek, carrying with it the aromas of spring. Pollen in the flowers and the fresh smell of new grass peeking out of the soil. As you chat with your friend, the birds chirp above you. Their unmistakable chorus echoes through the forest. A pair of grey jays fly overhead, zooming toward the lake. You stroll after them, watching the birds disappear into black specks in the sky. The tall trees around you seem to go on forever in either direction. The dense interior of Algonquin Park is home to many trees, rivers, lakes, and animals. And you're excited to be able to explore the habitat now that its hibernation is over. Everything is just the same as it's always been, despite all the years that have passed since you and your friend first walked these routes. You each point out landmarks along the way, objects that hold meaning and memories for you both. Moments of childhood laughter stream back through your mind, and you reminisce about many the same things that you always do. Soon, the trail slants downward, and you get your first glimpse of the round, black lake. The smell of fresh water meets you as you follow the trail to its edge. When you arrive on the shore, you take a moment to enjoy the majesty of the great vista in front of you. To your left, you see the boat shed where your trusty red canoe is waiting. Together, you lift it off the shelf and carry the boat to the water's edge. You fasten your life vest and step into the canoe. Your friend sits on the bow, holding it steady, whilst you find your seat in the back of the boat. Then she launches you off the shore, jumping in with an amusing sense of urgency. The two of you laugh and smile as you gently float away into the expansive body of water. Steering from the back, you enjoy a slow paddle around the lake. In the distance, beavers are busy building their dam. You hear the slap of their tails on the water as they warn of a passing predator. You turn your boat and paddle through a cluster of water lilies, their white flowers reflecting the sun, as small green frogs jump from pad to pad. The bright orange globe, sitting high in the sky, glitters on the lake. you take a deep breath in and release a slow breath back out, enjoying the feel of the world springing back to life around you. There is so much to see here. It is home to a vast array of wildlife. On one spring occasion, when you and your friend were still in your teenage years, you visited with your parents. As usual, you canoed out onto the lake. But this time, you were joined by a wild moose who was paddling in the water itself, cooling off and quenching its thirst. The creature didn't seem too fussed by your presence, as all of you watched in awe from a distance. It was quite remarkable seeing this majestic moose enjoying the simple pleasures of a swim. Every time you visit, there is always an aura of discovery in the air. You are at one with nature, and you never know what you might see. As you paddle along, you look to the other side of the water. You can see a stone ridge with a grey, rocky surface rising from the earth, adding texture to the scene. The still surface of the lake mirrors a replica image of the ridge, and it's like seeing double. After an hour or so in the canoe, you pull back onto the shore. You and your friend disembark the boat and sit down by the water's edge. As you lay by the water, you feel a great sense of gratitude. You cherish this friendship. It's the kind where you just enjoy each other's presence. Nothing special needs to occur, and you feel comfortable in moments of silence. You lay back, watching the clouds drift across the sky. With this, your daydreaming mind transports you back to a particularly idyllic visit 2 or 3 summers ago. The weather was sublime, not a cloud in the sky. The grass had turned a dry, straw-like colour from the summer sun. You recall a small red fox that crisscrossed the trail on your stroll down to the lake, disappearing periodically to hunt in the dense forest and brush. The sun's heat was warming, causing a few light trickles of sweat to form on your forehead. The familiar black lake is always so welcoming in the summer heat. You and your friend walked down the path with an extra yard of pace that day, eager to reach the water. Rather than pulling your canoe out of the shed, your friend ran and jumped straight into the water. A bright green swimsuit stood out against the dark surface of the water as she plummeted in with a cooling splash. You followed after her, running and laughing, anticipating the brace of cold water on your body. As you jumped into the lake, the water instantly washed the sweat from your skin and filled you with energy. The sandy mud beneath felt soft and gooey between your toes. You dove headfirst under the water, touching the bottom of the lake with your hands as your hair shimmered around you. Returning to the surface, you rolled onto your back to float in the water. You remember the contrast of the cool liquid on your back and the warm sun on your front. You can still feel that luxurious sensation now. You took some time to breathe and float, watching the blue sky above and delighting in everything about this moment. Then, the sound of your friends splashing in the water behind you drew your attention. You turned and swam in her direction. She pointed out some small fish racing around nearby. The two of you watched as they darted one way and another, maintaining a close-knit, synchronized formation. As you glanced further up the lake, several other visitors were paddling around. Indeed, certain areas tend to attract a lot of footfall and can be hotspots for tourists. But that is what's so special about your small patch of shoreline. It's your secret, secluded spot. Off the beaten track, and only accessible if you know the specific route to get here. You feel a tap on your shoulder and open your eyes, returning from that light-hearted memory back to the present moment. Your friend is sitting up, smiling happily. She has been daydreaming too. She passes you a sandwich and some snacks from the picnic basket that she's brought along. As you enjoy the scrumptious food, you look at the flourishing forestry all around. Your friend recounts a past visit that had just come to her mind. The season was fall. The sugar maple leaves, currently a luscious green, had turned red, brown, and yellow. The scene resembled a watercolour painting, with a true smorgasbord of colours. You were both wrapped up warmly, with a scarf around your neck and a few layers to keep your body heat in. The crisp afternoon air was nourishing, filled with a sweet scent from the fallen leaves. On this occasion, your friend had brought a steaming flask of freshly brewed coffee from her local roastery. You'll never forget the invigorating smell, and even better, the delectable flavour. With this memory, your mind travels back to that moment. Fall is a completely different world here compared to the bright green of the spring and summer seasons. Leaves crunched and crumbled under your boots, and your scarf billowed around you in the wind. It was the kind of fall weather that encourages a day exploring the outdoors. Squirrels jumped from branch to branch, their reddish-brown fur blending with the scenery around them. When you reached the lake that day, you entered the boathouse to bring out two camping chairs, which you set up on the beach. Your friend gathered some large, flat rocks from the forest, and together you built a fire pit. You retreated back to the trees to gather kindling and wood you remember that the fallen branches felt rough and dry in your hands and shed loose dustings of bark as you brushed them off. You gathered the logs in a big pile next to the pit and began building a fire. You started by laying down dried leaves and small twigs. Then you built a teepee shape over the pile with medium-sized sticks. Your friend pulled a lighter out of her pocket and started the flame. The fire sparked, glowing orange and red from deep within. You watched as the leaves slowly crumpled, giving light to the twigs and then to the larger sticks around them. As the flame grew, you added some larger logs, enjoying the soft heat that warmed your face, chest, and hands. You remember tracing the outline of the rising smoke as it traveled over the Black Lake, spanning for miles in front of you. Tiny sparks drifted over its surface before burning out and disappearing into thin air. The sun began to set over the lake, turning the sky all shades of purple, pink, and yellow, making a rainbow of colour with the autumn leaves. The fire burnt under the glow of a nearly full moon, providing light for you to sit and play card games with your friend. You remember that at one point, the two of you laughed so hard that you both started to cry. It was the deep, billowing kind of laugh that just can't be held back, as though it came from some blissful part of your soul. As the sun left the sky, the two of you gazed up at the thousands of stars above. Small specks enveloped the eternal darkness of space. You identified some constellations, like the Big Dipper and Orion's Belt. A long, cloudy streak of brightness revealed itself. You knew it was the Milky Way. In nearby bushes, fireflies twinkled just like the stars, as though mimicking the night above. The fire kept you warm, and your friend kept you company. There are many beautiful nights here, but you had never seen the sky with so much clarity before, and you haven't since either. There was no light pollution, just the subtle hue of the fire and the shimmer of the white moon reflecting off the lake. When your friend finishes recounting that memory, your awareness returns to today. The memory of the shimmering moon is replaced by the present image of the sun on the water. You smile and look at your friend. The two of you laugh as you remember how your scarf needed two or three washes to finally remove the lingering scent of smoky fire from that autumn night. By now, the sun is starting to journey downward as daylight begins to withdraw. Your secluded beach spot is now completely shaded by the encompassing trees. You feel a few goosebumps on your arms and legs, as a cool evening breeze caresses your skin. The tingle down your spine reminds you that it wasn't long ago when you and your friend were here in a completely different scene. The air was cold and the ground was hard and frozen under a blanket of snow. As you rest in the setting sun, you retrace your movements on that blissful winter's day. The world all around was in hibernation. The leaves had disappeared from the trees, leaving only icicles hanging from their branches. With the foliage in hiding, a broader expanse of land showed itself across the distance. Bare trees stretched on for miles in every direction. Amongst the trees, you saw a great grey owl fly through the sky and land on a frosted branch. Its fluffy grey feathers looked so cozy, keeping the bird warm through these cold winter months. You remember consciously slowing your step as you approach the sloping edge of the lake. Unlike the black expanse that greets you during other seasons, the lake that day was pure white, covered in a thick layer of ice and frosted with a touch of snow on top. You and your friend sat on a fallen tree trunk and changed into your ice skates. As you slid your feet inside, you felt the warm padding and the firm support of the bladed boots. It was the same pair that you had been using for several years, still as good as ever. Your ever-eager friend launched herself onto the lake, gliding across the surface with ease. You watched her hair ripple out from under her hat as she skated in circles and picked up speed. Once your skates were tied, you joined her on the frozen lake. You remember the blades making a quiet cutting sound as you skimmed over the ice. It was a feeling of freedom, moving effortlessly over the smoothest of surfaces. Your hat, scarf, and coat protected most of you from the cold air, but your exposed cheeks became rosy red. Except for the sound of your skates, the lake was completely silent that day. There were no splashing fish or the passing of boats. The setting was pristine. Everything around you was covered in untouched white snow. It felt like you were the only people for miles around. You and your friend challenged each other with tricks and races, making figure eights and zigzagging from side to side as you laughed and joked. The sky above was a hazy blue colour. The sun was bright, but had minimal effect on the temperature. You skated a little longer, exploring parts of the lake that you wouldn't usually reach when it's in its liquid form. But eventually, your legs began to tire, and your friend suggested that you return to the shore You were pleasantly surprised that she'd brought delicious cocoa and marshmallows. She poured you a cup, holding it tight in her mitten. You remember the steam floating up and warming your cheeks as you sipped on the sweet, chocolatey drink. The marshmallows melted and made the flavour even richer. It was the perfect accompaniment to a wonderful afternoon with your best friend. As your awareness returns once more to the here and now, you appreciate that today has been another memorable experience in your favourite place with one of your favourite people. You glance toward the boat shed. Your friend is locking it up as dusk envelops the lake. You stand up, preparing to leave the lake behind for another few months. No matter the season, no matter how many times you return here, you enjoy every moment with your friend. The childlike joy that you share together never changes, and you treasure that dearly. It will never get old. The two of you stroll back up the pathway and head towards your home. When you arrive back at your driveway, you invite your friend inside. You cook a tasty dinner and chat long into the evening. After hours of conversation, you retire to your living room. With the freshness of the night air cooling your home, you light a fire in your log burner and sit back in an armchair, watching as the orange flames sway and crackle. You and your friend both have difficulty staying awake. Eventually, you leave her curled up on the adjacent sofa under a nice warm blanket, and you head to bed. You slide under your warm duvet, feeling the soft sheets cradling your skin. In the moonlight outside your window, the maple trees gently sway in the breeze. You think back on this wonderful day, appreciating the fulfillment that comes from building simple memories with a dear friend. The comforting scene, the gentle sound of the fading fire, and the cozy feel of your bed put you completely at ease. Soon, your eyelids grow heavy, and you drift happily into the world of dreams.